Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The second highest-ranking Senate Democrat is conceding there's no path to halting the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the nation's high court. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has details.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois told ABC's This Week there is no silver bullet for Democrats to stop Barrett's nomination from advancing.
We could slow it down, perhaps a matter of hours, maybe days at the most, but it can't stop the outcome.
Durbin, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, went on to say he believes Barrett should recuse herself on any case brought before the Supreme Court dealing with the results of the 2020 election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has the support of Republicans to move forward with the confirmation process. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Protesters aren't giving up. Daniela Cheslow of member station WAMU is outside the Supreme Court.
A few hundred demonstrators stand at the foot of the Supreme Court. Some are wearing masks that read Honor Her Wish, and others hold pink signs from Planned Parenthood. They demand the Senate not confirm a new Supreme Court justice ahead of the November election, following the precedent Republican senators set during the Obama administration. The demonstrators say they will return here every day and urge Democratic senators to use any means necessary to block the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Daniela Cheslow.
In Southern California, at least two people are seriously injured after a car careened through a crowd of Black Lives Matter supporters and counter-protesters. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports the driver of the vehicle has been arrested.
Tatiana Turner was arrested on charges of attempted murder as well as assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities say she was part of Caravan for Justice, an anti-police violence group that organized Saturday's event. When Black Lives Matter demonstrators got into a heated face-to-face exchange with counter-protesters sporting Trump 2020 materials, law enforcement declared an unlawful assembly. That's when a white sedan raced out of the Yorba Linda Public Library parking lot and into the crowd. After accelerating through the gathering, people chased after the vehicle and authorities quickly surrounded it. The Orange County Sheriff's Department says the two injured people appeared to be Trump supporters. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum.
Racial justice demonstrators also turned out in Raleigh, North Carolina last night. The protest started peacefully, but Mayor Marianne Baldwin says it ended with several arrests.
There were those, mostly white, who used this as an excuse to incite violence and cause destruction of our downtown business community.
The Raleigh mayor says what happened last night had very little to do with the call for justice. The CDC is reporting more than 850 people in the U.S. died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, and nearly 50,000 people were newly infected. This is NPR. French President Emmanuel Macron says Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko must step down, echoing hundreds of thousands of protesters inside Belarus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
In an interview with prominent Sunday newspaper Le Journal du Dimanche, Macron called the situation in Belarus a crisis of authoritarian power hanging on by force. The people of Belarus are facing a brutal crackdown from the longtime dictator as they take to the streets every week to protest what they say was a rigged election on August 9th. By calling on Lukashenko to go, Macron is going farther than the European Union, which has said it does not recognize the legitimacy of his election. The EU's hands are tied as it tries to avoid another crisis like in Ukraine. Russia is Lukashenko's biggest financial and diplomatic backer, and President Vladimir Putin has promised Belarus law enforcement backup. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Israeli officials are calling on Jews not to enter synagogues for Judaism's holy day of Yom Kippur, which begins this evening. From Jerusalem, NPR's Daniel Estrin reports the warning is being issued as Israel faces a surge of new coronavirus cases.
Yom Kippur is a day of fasting and intensive prayer in synagogues. This year, Israeli officials are calling on worshippers not to pray indoors and to hold outdoor prayer gatherings instead. There were infections inside synagogues earlier this month on the Rosh Hashanah holiday.
Per capita, Israel's new surge is one of the world's largest. Some hospitals have stopped accepting new COVID patients. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.